Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the programs coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. In this episode, we're starting a new series called Getting to Know You. We're going to feature an interview with one of our organization's staff members, board members, or volunteers. And I wanted to kick off this series with the newest member of our team, Bridget Becker. Bridget is the communications coordinator for the Tower Heritage Center. Now, since joining the organization at the end of March, Bridget has revitalized our social media presence, bringing a new voice, her voice, and engaging content to connect with our audience. So I hope you'll join us as we explore the intersection of history, communication, and the aspirations of a young professional who's helping folks appreciate the rich tapestry of the past. Bridget, welcome to the Heritage Connection.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, I'm glad that you agreed to be our first interviewee. So, well, I guess we should start off by having you introduce yourself and just telling us a little bit about your role as communications coordinator for the Tower Heritage Center.
Okay, so as Justin mentioned, I'm Bridget. I recently began as the communications coordinator at the Tower Heritage Center, and my work is mostly outwardly focused. So social media, our quarterly member-exclusive newsletter, News with a View, the blog, the Tower Chronicle, and weekly email communications.
Awesome. Now, as an aspiring professional in communications, which we'll talk about a little bit more specifically later, what inspired you to work for the Historical Society?
Well, I love history, and I love community-centered organizations, and getting to work with the community and learn about what built it, what events, what people, what places are part of our community. It's really interesting.
And you're from Washington County,
so yes,
this like is your community. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. I'm a transplant. I actually still don't live here. I work here, commute every day, and I'm learning to love this community and become a part of it. But there's just something about, I would imagine, working for the Historical Society that is like...
Right,
like
learning about the buildings right down the road from where I grew up.
It's... Yeah, these are your stories. That's mm-hmm. great. Let's talk a little bit about social media and outreach. So you have brought a refreshing new look and a new voice to our social media presence. Can you tell us a little bit more about the changes that you've made and maybe what your goals are for engaging the community?
So my vision for our social media is to be a resource. It should serve as a central hub for local history, and it's primarily focused towards reaching Washington County residents, but it'll provide valuable content for historic homeowners, history buffs, students, researchers, academics, aspiring professionals.
It's often said that young people aren't interested in history, but you're a Gen Zer working
yes.
for a historical society. In fact, just a quick note, 4 out of our 5 staff members are under 40. So I would consider that young.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, honestly.
Right. Well, and not that you're old if you're over
yeah.
40. In fact, a few of us are quickly approaching 40. But mm-hmm. I just, you know, we hear that a lot. And I just don't think it's true, because I have a lot of young friends who are interested in history
right.
as well. But obviously, no age group is a monolith. So why do you think it's essential for young people to care about history? And how do you work to engage them?
Well, I think if you want to make a difference, you should study history. Because history is the only place where we really see the secrets of our culture uncover. And when you learn about our past mistakes, we also see our opportunities for the future. And it's said that you can't decide where you're going until you know where you come from. And what better way to learn than learning your local history? Like that history, that identity, that's always going to be something you take with you. So young adults, that's valuable.
I like that. History is uncovering the secrets of our culture. I know I kind of paraphrased that, but
yeah.
that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. Yeah, yeah. So what strategies or, I guess, maybe initiatives do you or are you going to implement to make history more relatable and accessible to young audiences?
So Generation Z is the first truly digital generation. And what does this mean? Well, they're flexible, they're adaptable between a wide range of platforms, and just in general, they're more willing to try different platforms. So they're curious, they're innovative, and they want to get behind your social cause. So it's just making it accessible for them so that they can take your mission and give it life.
Awesome. Curious audiences, that's what we're looking for. That's right. Another great, great word when approaching history. Yeah. Let's shift now to your aspirations for a career in journalism. Mm-hmm. How has your role at the Tower Heritage Center, and I know you've only been here for about 2 months.
Yes.
But how has it contributed so far to your goals, and what skills do you think are going to be transferable between historical communication and just journalism in general?
So I read once that journalism is the first draft of history. And it's always stuck with me because journalism at its core is storytelling with a purpose. It's sharing ideas, events, current changes. And it's doing this by connecting people in fast time so that they can make the best decision for themselves, their families, their community. And by doing this, we're bettering the future. And history does this as well, because when you learn about history, you learn from the past so that you can better connect with generations and understand the impact of events so that you can also better the future.
Great. Well, in closing, looking ahead, what are your goals for your career in communications and journalism?
So I chose journalism because I want to see as much of the world as I can. I'm going to ask questions, get my hands dirty, record stories along the way, and make a difference.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about your work at the Tower Heritage Center or your passion for history, for journalism? Anything else? Any good recipes you want to share with us?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Bridget, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to learn about your work and your insights on engaging young people in history. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!